Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Cassia, SPR's Finance and Membership Assistant. All this week, Spokane Public Radio staff and volunteers are reading selections from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. First published in 1866, it tells the story of a rural Massachusetts family confined to their farmhouse during a long snowstorm. We rejoin the story on the second day of the storm. All day the gusty north wind bore, the loosening drift its breath before. Low circling round its southern zone, the sun through dazzling snow mist shone. No church bell lent its Christian tone to the savage air, no social smoke curled over woods of snow-hung oak. A solitude made more intense by dreary-voiced elements. The shrieking of the mindless wind, the moaning tree boughs swaying blind, and on the glass the unmeaning beat of ghostly fingertips of sleet. Beyond the circle of our hearth, no welcome sound of toil or mirth unbound the spell and testified of human life and thought outside. We minded that the sharpest ear the buried brooklet could not hear, the music of whose liquid lip had been to us companionship, and in our lonely life had grown to have an almost human tone. As night drew on, and from the crest of wooded knolls that ridged the west, the sun, a snow-blown traveler, sank from sight beneath the smothering bank. We piled with care our nightly stack of wood against the chimney back, the oaken log, green, huge, and thick, and on its top the stout-back stick, the knotty forestick laid apart, and filled between with curious art the ragged brush, then hovering near, we watched the first red blaze appear, heard the sharp crackle, caught the gleam on whitewashed wall and sagging beam, until the old, rude furnished room burst flower-like into rosy bloom, while radiant with a mimic flame, outside the sparkling drift became. And through the bare-boughed lilac tree, our own warm hearth seemed blazing free. The crane and pendant trammel showed, the Turk's heads on the andirons glowed, while childish fancy, prompt to tell the meaning of the miracle, whispered the old rhyme under the tree, when fire outdoors burns merrily, there the witches are making tea. That was a selection from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. Tune in tomorrow to hear another section of the poem. For the Poetry Moment, I'm Cassia.